The Mishnah in Perakei of Maseches Avos teaches Asar Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was repeatedly tested. In the last sicha we discussed the Matara, the very purpose of Nisyonos. But today, very simply, what is the list of the Nisyonos? Not explicit in the Mishnah, and in fact a significant Machlokas Rishonim. What would you think the ultimate Nisayon would be? Many Rishonim assume, somehow it strikes us to be a very reasonable possibility, Akedas Yitzchak is the ultimate Nisayon. And therefore, we already finished all of the Nisyonos which Avram Avinu had to endure. If you look in many Rishonim, you look based on the Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Tilim, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Tashbates, they all argue that Akedas Yitzchak was the ninth of the Nisyonos, the penultimate Nisayon. The ultimate Nisayon, the very beginning of Parshas Chayisara, the Petira of Sara Imenu, the need to secure a Makom Kvura, Avram Avinu was already called, that Lezarecha Nasati Asaretz Azos, the Nisayon to go ahead and to secure a Makom Kvura. And no doubt it begs the obvious question, why is that considered to be an ultimate Nisayon? When Avram Avinu demonstrated the ability to pass that Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, why was anything more necessary in order to demonstrate who Avram Avinu was? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu test him again? In my mind, it was reminiscent of what the Gemara tells us of Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara describes an amazing dialogue between Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion and Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Rabbi Chanina ben Tron, the Gemara describes, during a time of Shmad, was makil kehilos gedolos barabim, putting his life in jeopardy in order to transmit the Torah Hashem. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma told him that, you know, you're putting yourself at risk, that temeani, if you're going to survive this process. And indeed, kachava, his life was taken. Rabbi Chanina ben Tron was among Asaru ben Ochus, that were Moser Nefesh Leman Hashem. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion asked Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, Ma ani l'chayei olam haba, that what is my ultimate schar? And the give and take that followed is remarkable. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma turned to him and said, that klum maisa boli yadcha, tell me something about yourself that would indicate who you are. An unusual question. He was makil kehilos gedolos barabim b'shas hashmad. He was moser nefesh leman Hashem. And we would turn to him and say that klum maisa bodri orcha. And the answer is also so surprising. The answer is that, you know, there was once an occurrence that I had money designated for my mos purim. And v'nischalfu b'mos tzedakah. They became intermingled with the money I designated for tzedakah. And v'nischalkal aniyim, I gave the entire amount to the aniyim. When Yosef ben Kisma heard that he gave that tzedakah to the aniyim, he responded, chelkach yal chelki, goroch yal goroli, that if only I would have your chelik in olam haba. The Gemara seems so unusual. He was makil kihilos gedolos berabim, as though that wasn't enough. Klamaisa baliyadcha, the answer was something that, relatively speaking, on the scale of things, was much less of a challenge, and yet that somehow was the indicator. It was reminder of what we find when it comes to Akedas Yitzchak, the heroism, the heroics of Akedas Yitzchak, and a test simply to secure a makom kfura for Sara Imenu. I think this can be understood in many different ways. One way is based on a medrash. It's found in the Ein Yaakov, the Hagdamas HaKosev, where he cites the Medrash that tells us what exactly is the Klal Godol Batorah. What is the principle? The Medrash cites three different deos, that of Ben Zoma, Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. The second day in Medrash is that of Benanas, of V'yahavta L'reicha Kamocha, that which we know, the Rishami of Rabbi Akiva. And then the Medrash cites the third Shita, Shimon ben Pazi, and the Medrash concludes v'halacha kamoso, as though that this was a debate halacha l'maisa. Halacha is kamoso Shimon Pazi. What is the klal gadol b'Torah? Es hakeves echad taseh v'boker, the karban tamid. One understands the first two deos that you find in Medrash, kabbalas amalchus shemayim, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, that you understand. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, Rabbi Akiva's klal gadol b'Torah. Surprising the korban tamid. That is the klal gadol b'Torah. And perhaps the yesod of that medrash, the sheet of Shimon Pazi, is exactly this point, that the yesod in the Torah Sashem are not those moments, those windows of heroism, of heroics, but it's the day-to-day consistency in Avodas Hashem. There may be moments in life that you're faced with a heroic decision. And yes, you rise to that occasion. But the real challenge of Avodas Hashem is the day-in, the day-out consistency, which is reflected in the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. It's true that Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, B'shas Hashmad, was makil kihilos gedolos verabim. But Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma wanted to know more. Tell me something relatively routine, relatively mundane, a day-to-day experience that can exhibit how it is that you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that all of that money was given to the aniyim, that spoke volumes. It demonstrated that mesiras nefesh, b'shas hashmad, was perfectly consistent with the day in and day out avodas Hashem. You know, the Rambam stresses there are certain times when a person can be faced with a heroic situation and that the person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely lishma. Sometimes the lishma is indicated when no one is looking, when it's something that's relatively mundane, when the stakes are not nearly as high. But that consistency is something that is absolutely critical. When Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma heard that this is who Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan was, that reflected his chelek in Olam Haba, that showed enormous light, even at that heroic time of makil kehilos gadolos barabim. We know this is true on a lesser scale when it comes to our avodas Hashem. There are times when the stakes are incredibly high, that yes, a person is able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu passionately. You know, a person is davening a tefillah snila. You understand that the tefillah is something that you muster all of your strength to see to it that it's an appropriate one. The stakes couldn't be higher. But what about the day in and day out aspect of Avodas Hashem? That's something which is absolutely critical. That is the klal gadol b'Torah. That is the conclusion of the Medrash V'halacha Kamosa, like Shimon ben Pazi. I would suggest that that's true. According to Medrash Rabbah, according to Medrash Tilim, according to Rabbi Yona, according to the Tashbetz of the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu. It's possible for a moment to rise to an occasion of Mesiras Nefesh, such as Akedas Yitzchak. But it's the aftermath of that experience that is the real test of whether a person is a true Eved Hashem. And that is the same passion, the same enthusiasm, the same hislavos that a person would face those heroic moments defines their aspects of their day-to-day life. Avraham Avinu was not at all dismissive. Avraham Avinu did not turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that, you know, you tested me regarding the Akedah, why do you have to test me regarding a Makom Kvura? But the recognition of the consistency in Avodas Hashem, that is telling, that is striking, that is something that informs every aspect of our avoda. The same, no doubt, is true when it comes to the daily routine of a ben yeshiva. The true klal gadol and the true nisayon is the daily avodas Hashem. Your attendance at minyan, at seder, at shir, at night seder, at the shmuz, those are the heroics of the Karban Tamid that classify that sense of the absolute klal gadol b'Torah. It's during this window of time, half into the Zman, that the Anhala Yeshiva gets together with all of the Rebbeim of the Yeshiva to assess the progress of each and every Talmud, to be able to simply reflect on your attendance at Shir and Seder and Minyan. Not because that ultimately this is going to be reflected on your degree and your transcript, but to recognize this as a standard of Avodas Hashem. And even if up until this point when you receive that tentative grade that you recognize that maybe you kind of fell short a little bit, it's not too late. to be able to recognize this sense of enisayon, the absolute klal gadol b'torah. I realize that I'm preaching to the choir, but if you wouldn't mind, when you get back to the dorm, to share the message of the shmooze, recognize that this is incredibly, incredibly important. We're in this for real. Now, this is the klal gadol. This is why that we're concerned with the daily routine emphasized in the Karban Tamid. The Nisyonos did not end with this past Shabbos, this Kriya Sator. But Chayesara, according to those Makoros and Chazal, that is an absolute Nisayon. I have no doubt. All of you will rise to moments of absolute heroism, but the day-to-day routine, that is Chelkechaya, Chelki, Gorochi, El Rali, that really is the test of true Avodas Hashem. Bezras Hashem, we should be Zoche. For those of you who have done so up until now, so continue and to grow in that sense of Avodas Hashem, not too late to be able to redirect, to see to it that each one of the members of our yeshiva is able to soar and to pass these tests as being part of the Zera of Avraham Avinu.